All right, Tavos, good morning. Let's continue. So we left off towards the end of Perek Chaf Vav in the red edition Reish Samech Heis. Remember, again, Ramchal was explaining that after a person is able to reach the level of Kedusha, the level after that is the level of Ruach HaKodesh, that's where we spoke about Avram and Saramash here in Mesias Yisharim, Ruach HaKodesh. So we spoke about this idea that, remember again, that Ramchal said literally a person has the ability to transcend almost the confines of their humanity, to come to a level of understanding, to come to a level of divine recognition, even to come to a level of Tchias HaMeisim, that again we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over that ability to certain individuals. So he quotes over here that Ukima Amarim Zechorno Levracha Shlosha Maftechos Lo Nimsiru Biyad Shaliach. There are three keys, the Gemara Maseches Tainis says, that were never given over to the hand of an intermediary. In other words, three keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds close for himself, and one of them was Mafteach Shal Tchias HaMeisim. One of them was, again, that key of the resurrection of the dead. So you see from here that even though, again, that key is normally something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds for himself, someone who achieves the level of Kiddusha is privileged to be able to be given that key. Hine ha-davek bo yisparach tevekos gomer, yuchal limshoch mimena yisparach afilu meshach ha-chaim atzman. Someone who is literally clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has the sense of tevekos, the sense of divine connection, is able to draw out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu even life itself. That was what Ramchal is pointing out over here is, the Gemara essentially says that there are three keys that were never handed over to the hand of a shaliach. So what the Gemara is saying over here is that a person could become so holy, a person could become so profoundly kaddish, that they almost, this is going to sound strange at first, but they almost resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than they resemble man. They almost become more divine than human. In that case, says the Gemara, so the Ribbono Shel Olam will give over the keys ultimately to them. That's why, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it over to Elisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it over to Eliyahu HaNavi, because those individuals managed to essentially transcend their humanity to the point that they became almost divine-like. Shuma misyachis lo bevrat yosem min hakol kmo shekasafti v'huma shesima habraisa u'kedusha mevi alidei ruach hakodesh ruach hakodesh mevi lidei tchias hameisim. And this is what we learn in the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah, that literally, again, kedusha, holiness, brings one ultimately, shalom aleichem, holiness brings one to Ruach HaKodesh, and Ruach HaKodesh brings one ultimately to Tchias HaMeisim afterwards. V'ani korei, the Ata Korinon. And now remember, now we're winding down. Ramchal says, and now, this is interesting. He says, and now, dear reader, so Yadati Shekamoni Teda, Asher Lo Kilisi Bisifri Es Kol Chukei Achasidus, Volo Amarti Komashi Yishlomar Be'inyan Zeh. And now, dear reader, know that I have not been able to capture in this Sefer all of the different aspects of chassidus, of piety, and I have not said all that needs to be said on this topic. Ki ein ladavar sof ve'ein lehezboni tachlis. Because in reality, there is no end. There is no end, ultimately, to what could be written on this subject. Aval amarti k'tzas mikol prat sheveprati abraiso, asher eleha yisarati chiburizeh. But I did go ahead and give whatever insight I could on the braisa upon which this sefer is built. That's the braisa in Avodah Zarah that I just quoted above. It says an amazing idea. Ramchal says, what I'm teaching you over here, this is to be a beginning. Hopefully I've given you at least a starting point. Can you imagine that? Ramchal says, I've given you 26 chapters of a starting point, and you could go on from here. He says, hopefully I've given you the road markers, and now with the road markers you can engage in the rest of the journey. And literally again about this, the Pasuk says, The Chacham, the wise man, will hear the Yosef Lekach and will be able to expound on what he can take. The Navon, someone who has understanding, Tachbulos Yikne, will acquire strategies in life. Va'abodetar Mesayim also, and someone who comes to go out and become Tahar, they help him out. Kosh Baruch Hu give him Siyata Dishmaya. Ki Hashem Yitin Chachma Mipiev Dasu Suna La'haishir Ish Es Darko Lifnei Boro. Both said, this is an incredible Yisorot. And I'm Chala saying is, and this is very important, there is no one sefer that captures everything. Right, there's no one sefer from which you could learn every single detail. Tanam Chal says, so I want to be clear, it was never my intent, and it was never my objective, to be able to capture within one sefer all you need to know to lead a successful Jewish life. That was never my intent, because that would have been an impossible undertaking. My intent, says Ramchal, was to give you the road markers, was to give you the road map. And now hopefully that we have the road map, we could go on and we could begin to figure out what else we have to do. Vizet Pashat. Look what he says already. This is really amazing. Ki kol adam lefi ha'umanus asher biyado. Va'isek asheru osek. Kach tzorech ha'yishara v'hadracha. Bosa, this is an incredible statement. Ramchal says, because every single person, in accordance with his profession and in accordance with what he's engaged in, needs to custom tailor his own derech for his own derech hayosher, his own path of correctness and straightness. Well, this is an incredible yisod. You understand what he's saying is most of us spend the majority of our days in our profession. So depending on what you do for a living and who you have to interact with and what you have to do requires for you to custom tailor a certain life plan in accordance with who you are and what you're doing. It's an incredible yisod, because what Ramchal is saying is, as much as we don't like to define ourselves by our profession, it's very important. Can't define yourself by your profession, because what happens then when you retire? What then? So if I'm a plumber and then I retire from being a plumber, then if that's all I was, then where is there to my identity? So I have to define an identity outside of my career. But at the end of the day, what I do with my time is an incredible incredible defining factor of who I am. And therefore, the Ramchal says, therefore, because of that, I must make sure that I custom tailor a life plan in accordance with how I spend my days. Because depending on what atmosphere I'm in, what kind of people I interact with, that will dictate that the derech hayashrus that I have to adopt. He goes on, because the derech hachasidus, the pathway for piety, that is set aside for someone who learns Torah all day, so the derech of chasidus that a person who learns all day is going to be fundamentally different than what? Than the derech of chasidus than of someone who's a general contractor. Right? It's just different realities. And both of those drachim of chasidus are different for what? For someone who's in business. For someone who's in business, and this is true again with all other details that a person has in this world. Every single thing in a derech hachasidus depends in accordance with the person and in accordance with his profession. Now that's not because that the tenets of chasidus change. Rabbosai, there are certain realities, certain aspects of chasidus that are the same for every person. What's the goal of chasidus? The goal of chasidus is that every single person has to do that which gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu incredible nachos. Gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachos. Aval hoyo v'hanosim mishtanim. But Rabbosai, at the end of the day, because realities change, so therefore, again, the ways in which we actualize our chasidus, our kedusha, our holiness, must also change as well.
each person according to his way. Ukvar yochol lihios chassid gamar ishim if meitzar chohu ba malacha pechusa. Because Rabbi says again, you could have a person who is a chassid, but for his livelihood, he does a very lowly, menial job. Ukimo asher agmi asher lo yifsok mi pivlimud. And that person could be as pious as someone ultimately who learns Torah the whole day. Rabbi says this is such an incredibly validating statement of the Ramchal. The Ramchal says, because you know, often we think that true kiddusha is out of our grasp because I'm not sitting in the base medrash all day, right? I'm a lawyer, I'm a doctor, I'm an accountant, I'm this, I'm a builder, whatever I do. But my second, so kiddusha is not for me. It's good. I come 15 minutes, learn about kiddusha, but kiddusha is for someone else. And Chal says it's not true. Everyone has the ability to be a chassid. Everyone has the ability to be a kadosh. What we have to figure out is how to apply the principles we learned to the lives that we lead. Because some of us spend our days between 9 to 5, right? You know, you could say, it used to be that somebody could speak about, you know, working 9 to 5. Now, mamish, nobody works 9 to 5. But, you know, so I might spend my hours of 9 to 5 in circumstances or with people that are not great or that are not the most optimal. And therefore, my second, I have to figure out how to custom tailor my chassidus to be able to actualize my spiritual identity even under those circumstances. But just as Ramchal understand, it can be done. The person who goes ahead and works for a living could be just as kaddish as the person ultimately who learns Torah all day. V'kasuv kol pan l'ashem l'maneihu v'omer b'chol drachecha da'ehu v'hu yasha archosecha. So ultimately, again, the pasuk says, everything you do, do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk says, in every way know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He will help you straighten your ways. Hu yisparach shemo berachamav, yifkach einenu b'soraso. The Ribono Shel Olam should open our eyes with His Torah. V'yored derachav v'yolichinu b'archosav. He should show us the proper ways and instruct us in the proper pathways. V'niske losis kavo l'shmo v'la'asos nachas ruach lafanav. And ultimately, again, we should be zochem yiratz Hashem to give kavo to His name and to give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yihi chavod Hashem li olam. Ribono Shel Olam, we should be zochet to perpetuate your honor for all eternity. Yismach Hashem ben ma'asav. Ribono Shel Olam, you should be happy with everything we do. Yismach Yisrael ba'osav. Klal Yisrael should rejoice in our accomplishments. B'nei Tzion yagilu b'malkum. The children of Tzion, we Klal Yisrael, should rejoice in our King. Amen, amen, amen. Mazel tov, we finished Shnas Yisharim. The beautiful part is we did the whole Sefer together. 143 Shiurim. Baruch Hashem, we have completing with Hashem. Emir Tz Hashem, Dr. Elman returned in perfect time. We're going to be starting Emir Tz Hashem tomorrow, a new Sefer on Mesilas Yisharim. It's a beautiful sefer written by Rav Eliezer Kashtiel, who is the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Bnei David in Eli. He wrote a beautiful little sefer, a compendium on Mesilas Yisharim. They're going to be available in Mirat Hashem after the shir, and Mirat Hashem that will begin tomorrow. Yasher koyach shkoyach to everyone who mamish made sure to be here every day of the shir to grow together. And halavai, we should continue Mirat Hashem to allow the words of the Ramchal to shape us and to inspire us in the days to come.